This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. It's the hump day edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. We're going to start previewing the Atlanta Falcons because this game feels that important. Mm-hmm. Let's just start doing it on a Wednesday. Carl Dukes from Atlanta will join us 7:20 on your home of America's team. Right now, Choppy, the spread is?
It's Atlanta by 2.5.
Atlanta by 3. The over-under is 51.5. So the spread is 3. There's Jerry Jones on TV with our interview on one of the stations. That's not NBC5, so I'm not going to say who they are. But speaking of local media, here's another example of the Dallas Cowboys' current leadership. I put Dak Prescott to the side, just not getting it. This is a little clip from Trayvon Diggs going on Micah Parsons' podcast right after Mike McCarthy said earlier in the day, hours before, let's put all that other stuff to the side. Micah's like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna sit there and get the guest of honor, and we're going to talk about this even more after McCarthy tries to flush it. Listen to Trayvon Diggs. See if y'all agree with this. Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons on the local Cowboy media here in DFW.
It almost seems like your media is painting a worse picture than anybody else out there. You know what I'm saying? Because they basically got the up-close look, and they kind of, you know, I kind of seen last night that, you know, some of our media staff was saying this is the worst team chemistry and team morale that they seen since Colt. But how would they know that if they only in a locker room for, you know, an hour throughout the week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's just weird to me that your team's media is like trying to portray an image about you or trying to like throw dirt on your name or throw dirt on your team's name. Like, we supposed to be one, we supposed to be together. I know that's journalism and, you know, they got to report what they report, but at the end of the day, you should be trying to protect us, if anything, you know, not trying to be buddy-buddy with you, smiling in your face, trying to talk to you, then talking about you online. Like, just don't talk to me. Like, we don't got to talk at all. Like, I don't need to do interviews with you. You want to ask me something, we can talk on a podcast, and we could figure it out on our own.
We're supposed to be together, and at the end of the day, you're supposed to be protecting us. This is Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs.
You two have no idea how much you're protected, to be honest.
I don't know.
What's your point?
That's why I don't want to hear anybody say that the Cowboys media is a tough media. It's not. I mean, we've seen tough media. Tough media is Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Chicago.
Well, these guys think it is tough media.
They think it is, but it isn't. Like, you know, we from this side know what tough media looks like.
Yeah.
You know, because there are a faction of the fans that do want blood in every town, right? Even here, they do want blood.
Yeah, every Tuesday at 8:30.
Right. A majority of them don't. They want to hear the good. They want there because there's a larger faction that don't like it when the media is critical. They don't want to hear it on social media. We see it all the time. This is not a tough media, and those two especially better thank their lucky stars that they didn't get drafted by the Eagles or the Giants or whoever.
Trayvon's living on another planet. He really is. And the crazy thing about it, they didn't come from small-time, no-coverage programs. Now, when Trayvon was at Bama, they're winning, right? So everything is better in college with all the glory days when you're dominating. But, you know, Micah came from Penn State. It gets a lot of coverage as well. Not like Alabama, but this takes me back to this was Diggs in my DMs. When I had the report that some in the building were rolling their eyes and getting tired of Micah's ways, Trayvon Diggs hit me up and he said, "You weird for that. Still an all-time brain F that I've never been able to get out of my head. It's a great line. You weird for that. And he basically, when we were going back and forth, and it wasn't a fight. I was trying to be constructive. I think he was trying to be constructive. I give him credit for that. But the big thing I took out of that was like, why are you doing this to us? Why are you doing this to my family? Why are you doing this to our families? And it was so personal and so out of touch. And I'm actually glad that he said it in a broadcast medium for everyone to hear their mindset. And the other thing is, I know that they're aware of Stephen A. and First Take and all the shows. They are much harder and more critical of Bobby Bell and John Machota and Todd Archer and Calvin Watkins and those that cover the team. Now, obviously, in this situation, they're talking about Mike Leslie, but people are around enough. Yeah, just an hour in the locker room. People are. That's the point of local media, to talk to other people, to get the sense of the locker room, not just from you, because you guys are not going to give very much in there. How do you think I got the Micah stuff? How do you think I got the Dalvin Cook was playing? None of the players told me any of that stuff. It's other people associated with the football team, and you're getting that locally versus nationally. But nationally, people destroy the Dallas Cowboys much more than local.
Yeah, and I don't know, like I said, they don't seem to have a great grasp on what it is that we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Which is ironic given how often Trayvon comes out and goes, you don't know football, you don't know my job, you don't know this. It's like, I mean, yeah, same.
At first I was like, is he talking about just like DallasCowboys.com? But I think he's just talking about maybe, like, local media.
He's like sitting there asking the same question about Jerry. Like, did Jerry, was Jerry talking about us? Or was he talking about, did he think it was, DC.com? Or does he think he does for some reason have some sort of hand in what we do? It's the same sort of thing where it's almost like, does Trayvon not get that it's an independent, like, it's separate from the team? Does he think we're all somehow, like, paid by the team? Everybody who's in there, or everybody's got some sort of contract with the team?
You know what else is insane? They're not 6-1.
No.
They're not 5-2. Now, are we overreacting to 3-4? I think we need to have that discussion. You are what your record says you are, Bill Parcells. Are you or are you not? But it's not like you're world beaters. You haven't proven anything. No one is impressed with the Dallas Cowboys. I think that's a safe thing to say. Maybe we're overreacting, season over, playoffs over. You're not going to win any playoff games. But for damn sure, everyone agrees they have not impressed in any way, and still they sound butthurt. That's what's nuts. They're not even operating from a position of power in the standings.
Yeah, I would say
they're not in first place. I'd like it.
Reflect it just for anybody who is curious about what the climate is in the Cowboys locker room and why do they struggle and why do they do things like this. Just take a step back and look at Micah and Trayvon, two of the, you know, more prominent players on this team who have been here for 12-5 the last 3 years and know the thin margins at the top and how difficult it is to win those games. They're sitting here at 3-4 when they're lucky to be 3-4, in my opinion, and they look at it and are upset that people are somehow critical of them losing to these top teams in big ways now. And Mike McCarthy, who's supposed to be in charge of the locker, telling them to or trying to flush and push things out, and then Micah Parsons going, okay, well, I'm not hearing any of that. Yeah. I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah.
These nuts.
That's exactly what Micah said. So when you look at that, that's where they're at right now. Is they are at a place where they don't have a lot of care for any sort of constructive criticism.
That next day, Micah and Diggs, they have to be summoned to McCarthy's office. They have to be sat down. Now, I doubt this happened, and they have to be told, did you hear what I said? I'm just going to hit play on this CD player, and I'm going to let you listen to me saying flush this stuff. And hours later, y'all do this crap? What the hell are you doing? And Mike should definitely do that since he's probably on his way out of here with nothing to lose. What do y'all, did you hear what I said? Are you deaf? Can you not comprehend it? Did it not sink in? Because they just outright defied the tone and the direction of wanting to get away from this stuff. Because, you know, Micah needed his Bleacher Report money.
Honestly, act like the coach has any control.
Here's what I know. Jason Garrett would summon players to his office and talk to them about things. I don't know if Mike McCarthy has ever summoned a player to be critical of him. No, I don't know one time in his 5 years here.
Here's Diggs one more time.
Yeah, and it's just weird to me that your team's media is like trying to portray an image about you or trying to like throw dirt on your name or throw dirt on your team's name. Like, we supposed to be one. We supposed to be together. I know that's journalism and, you know, they got to report what they report, but at the end of the day, you should be trying to protect us, if anything. You know, not trying to be buddy-buddy with you, smile in your face, trying to talk to you, then talking about you online. Like, just don't talk to me. Like, we don't got to talk at all. Like, I don't need to do interviews with you. You want to ask me something, we can talk on the podcast, and we could figure it out on our own.
One of the things, if someone asked me, what area of your job would you like to be better in? I've gone back and forth at times being like, I wish I had better connections. I wish my Rolodex to like the current people on the field was better. I just can't go into the locker room and do that. Like, there's all-time greats in the city who established those connections.
Thank you.
These are the these are the reasons why I'm happy that I'm not great in that area. To not be influenced. There's certain hosts that have been in this city and are in this city. All they give a crap about is that the celebrity would acknowledge and wave at them in a restaurant. That's what they get their rocks off to, rather than actually winning and getting ratings and having credibility. All they care about is being a little fanboy or a little fangirl. In this instance, I'm really happy that we have pretty much had that distance. Grego told us very early on.
Hey, they're not your friend. They're not your friend. They use you. That's what they're doing. They're not your friend. They don't care about you. Now, there's maybe one or two that actually do.
Yeah.
But they're not your friend at the end of the day. Because, he used the phrase teams media. That's just Jerry. That's just the trickle down from the top. It's the teams media. It's not the teams media. Mm. There is no team media out there. Well,
there's DallasCowboys.com. The team website is a team media.
Right, that's it. But the whole media is not that.
Yeah.
I think these guys conflate the two half the time.
When he talks about you should be protecting us if nothing else, the job of the media is to protect the truth, which is that's why you get protected, quote unquote, when you have the hot mic practice situation with Dak in training camp. And that's why the local media will then step up when national media is reporting certain things and go like, this is not an accurate portrayal of their relationship. This is the way they practice. This is the intensity. And you'll get defense. But then you're also going to get called out when you're screwing up. That's what it is. They will defend you if the truth is in your defense. Like, they'll step up against the national media and report the opposite. But they're not going to...
Like Jerry's GM involvement, that's a protection for Jerry that we kind of report and relay the reality that Jerry's not just in there with an iron fist.
Yeah, if people wanted to bury Trayvon Diggs, there's no need, there's no desire to do that. Nobody wants to just end him. Nobody wants to end Micah Parsons' credibility. And like I said, you want to talk about protected... And maybe that's why Mike has stayed quiet that whole time. Mike has had plenty of protection at times during his time here. And that's something where you guys have been given benefit of the doubt in a lot of things. But yeah, the reality is you're also going to get it reported on of, yeah, sometimes Trayvon's a little sensitive. Sometimes Mike is not doing his job right. And that's just going to be what goes out there.
Special edition of How Young is Peyton Russell coming in hot. Peyton, what is a Rolodex?
Ooh, that's a good one.
No way. Pepe!
I don't think I know.
No!
Rolodex.
It's a watch, right?
RJ, that was well done.
Thank you.
Holy crap, Pepe.
I was shot in the dark. I didn't know. I didn't think he wasn't going to know.
Shy Anderson rolling in his grave right now. Young Shy rolling in his grave. 877-881-1053. Am I posting the voting sticker or not after yesterday?
And you
the
are.
Quarterback and the quarterback change has been made. That's all coming up. Hump Day Edition. Hump Day. Just getting started on 105.3 The Fan.